brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I kind of went off the deep end today with this breaking news. I knew the guys were going to the NSA. I thought they would just say, here's the PIO, and we're not going to talk to you. Instead, they flipped out. Because I guess that data center hadn't been visited a lot, like Fort Meade or San Antonio. They haven't been taught about the First Amendment again, and this is still America, at least in some areas. But if you just joined us, quite a circus with the NSA illegally spying on everyone, and I personally am sick of it. I want to get your take as callers on the audio and the video if you're watching us on TV that you just saw, and also on the government shutdown and barricades, the new name for barricades. Feds try to shut down privately owned Mount Vernon. It's privately owned, administered by a private group, but the feds shut it. And they also did that at the World War II Memorial, as has now been confirmed by the Daily Caller yesterday. It, too, is not administered by the feds, but is federal property. They are blockading federal property that there's no spending extra money to do it. And the government has shut down. It spread to beaches of Normandy. Even though technically they don't own it, they administer it, so they shut that. You can't go, including groups of veterans that traveled over there to the memorial. You're not allowed in. And so they're posting guards to keep you and costing extra money. All part of just total contempt. The globalists hate the American people. And they've trained all these police and military to think love of America is dominating the American people and securing us by getting rid of our freedoms. No, no, we'll secure our liberties, okay? Thank you. So again, Obama deliberately blocked access to veterans' memorials to make shutdown appear worse. And I'm going to go over government shutdown 36 facts that prove that almost everything is still running, unfortunately. And also, we've got to continue shutdown. Paralyzed politicians reveal just how close the U.S. government is to collapse. It's a Mike Adams NaturalNews.com article that really breaks it down, that's up on Infowars.com. Morgan Stanley says the government of the United States is not going to default. Yeah, no kidding. It's all still, this is all just staged, folks. Kind of like for 3 months, they said that the U.S. debt had not gone up any. They just froze the level to get around the law. Folks, the globalists have hundreds of trillions of dollars in slush funds of drug money, child kidnapping money, all the things they run. I mean, this is a total criminal force. And you've got some people trying to block the absolute gutting of the country, and so they're just doing this fake shutdown. The welfare checks are going out. They're all going out. It's all happening. And they're trying to maneuver the country towards final collapse and consolidation of the technocracy. But they won't do that until they've got everybody dumbed down, families broken down, and at least half the people with cancer. And they're trying to hurry that up with the vaccines and things. They don't want to kill us too quick or we might notice, you see. So they need all those NSA cops to give their kids shots and watch them have convulsions and wonder why and bite their tongues off and everything. And, you know, the cop goes home, you know, changes his son's diapers when he's 10 years old, but then goes out and gets to harass citizens. When the globalist on record puts stuff in the vaccine to brain damage his son, he doesn't care. There's cops listening right now. The government's killed their children. Kids have died. I mean, pediatric cancer is up 10,000%, folks, and I'm upset about it. I noticed that the Raw Story and Right Wing Watch or whatever it is made fun of me saying that the government got caught giving people syphilis. They think that's real funny, see, because they can laugh at them. They all know it's true. But, see, they just laugh at it, so it makes it okay. So I say go take your shots. Oh, none of the liberals take the shots. You know, the liberals that are actually authoritarians and that manipulate well-meaning liberals, they don't drink fluoride, they don't take shots, they don't eat GMO. Just like the Communist Party in China doesn't, just like the ruling elite of Europe don't on record. They obsess over protecting themselves while they poison us. It's all a big sick joke. So those cops are on the same side as we are. Even if they don't join us, they're still in the crosshairs being killed by the globalists. But it's just like in Oblivion when the rebel character sends Tom Cruise out and says, they go, tell him. And he goes, he won't believe it. He goes, go to the edge of the radioactive zone. Once you go there, come back and talk to me. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
We've got it. The
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You've got it. We see the earth now. You've got it. We see the earth. You've got it.
Toll free number to join us on air to talk about the shutdown of the infrastructure, the shutdown of things the government doesn't even run to harass the public. What do you think of our reporters going up to the NSA entrance and having them flip out and act like they were terrorists? The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. The NSA is a technocracy meant to totally take over our society and give a technological breakaway civilization level system of control and surveillance, economic and cultural, over the population and the world. And that's all on record. Some of the headlines up on InfoWars.com is the live video feed, NSA tickets, InfoWars reporters in Utah, Americans flood Obamacare Facebook page with complaints. None of the exchanges have worked, it's now being reported. Former NSA head says he'd like to see Snowden on a U.S. kill list. That's right. Anybody that doesn't love the crime is a terrorist. Gulf storm cancels FEMA's government shutdown furlough. Obamacare freebie. They're now giving Obama phones out to anybody that will sign up for it. And you get a deadly cancer virus-filled vaccine as well, just like the Tuskegee experiment. Tom Clancy, question 9/11. That broke here yesterday. The video and audio is up on InfoWars.com. Barricades. Feds try to shut down privately owned Mount Vernon. And Obama deliberately blocked access to veterans' memorials to make shutdown appear worse. And I want to go over some of that and then go to your phone calls. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Here's some of the headlines. Troops forage for food while golfers still play on the government golf courses. Of course, because the officers want to play golf. Founding Fathers Tavern closed by government. Monuments and memorials remained open during previous shutdowns, the AP reported in 1996. We have a link to that in the Daily Caller article up on InfoWars.com. If you go to Drudge, it's got the best overall coverage of what's happening with the government shutdown. Harry Reid rejects proposal to pay veterans. Everybody else is getting paid, but veterans on pensions. Fed shut down D-Day beaches, cemetery in Normandy in France. Barricades try to close privately on Mount Vernon. That's the InfoWars.com article. Philly Tavern, just mentioned that. The Founding Fathers Tavern shut down. Lodge with 12 rooms closes on Cape Cod. Monuments Memorials stayed open. I just mentioned that. Grocery stores on Army bases closed. I already mentioned a lot of that. Student ordered to change offensive NRA shirt. Just the letters NRA are offensive. That's just some of the news on that front. And they have armed guards now at the memorials, threatening to arrest veterans. And I keep seeing the images of the cops stopping veterans. I guess the veterans are following the orders. And turning away, or there would have been arrest. But thank goodness that, you know, that the NSA is there to spy on the veterans and not on the criminals at the White House. Here's some of the stuff that is still operating. This is a Michael Schneider article from Economic Collapse blog up on InfoWars.com. Government shutdown. This is good to send out to friends and family. 35 or 36 facts which prove that almost everything is still running, unfortunately. According to the U.S. Senator Rand Paul, 85% of all government activities are actually being funded during this government shutdown, but they claim it's 71%. The truth is they're just actually beefing up many of their forces to deny access to people that had vacations and things planned. Just wait till they run all our health care and everything else and have a cashless system in place. I'm sure they won't abuse that or anything. It just came out that they indeed are persecuting the main preacher from the prayer breakfast that dared to criticize Obama. That got him an audit. Admittedly, I mean, the emperor taught him. That's not tyranny. IRS audited Carson after prayer breakfast speech for his speech. It's now come out. They said, get him, teach him about his free speech. Oh, these aren't authoritarians. Everything's fine. Approximately 1,350,000 essential federal employees will continue to work during this government shutdown. Overall, 63% of federal workforce will continue to work during this government shutdown. The U.S. Postal Service will continue to deliver our mail during the shutdown. U.S. military personnel will remain on duty and will continue to get paid during the shutdown. Social Security recipients will continue to get their benefits during the shutdown. Medicare recipients will continue to get their benefits during the shutdown. Medicaid recipients will continue to get their benefits during the shutdown. Food stamp recipients will continue to get their benefits during the shutdown. Those on unemployment will continue to get their benefits during the shutdown. Everyone with the World War II vets, they won't. All the vets won't be getting their pensions, though. Just globalists love you so much. Federal retirees will continue to get their pensions, unless you're military, because you're the enemy. You're no longer of use to the New World Order. Number 12, the federal school lunch program will continue. Public schools all over the country will continue sucking off everybody's property tax. 14, almost all federal law enforcement officials will continue working. The Federal Reserve will remain completely functional because it's not federal, it's foreign and private. The Supreme Court will continue to operate normally, and federal courts have enough money sucked out of the public to keep operating. The TSA employees will continue to molest your family. Air traffic controllers will continue monitoring traffic at airports. Hopelessly outmanned Border Patrol agents will continue to try to stem the tide of illegal immigration. Visas and passports will continue to be issued by the State Department. Veterans Administration will continue to offer substantial medical services, and it will be able to continue processing benefit payments, for at least for now, for those that are disabled. The Obama administration apparently has plenty of money to have on closing open-air memorials that are usually open to the public 24 hours a day. They have extra money to do that and guard them 24 hours a day to keep the slaves out. 23, the Department of Defense announcement that the awarding of 94 new contracts worth of combined totals of more than $5 billion for the government shutdown. The NSA continued to get its funding, 24. The government shutdown has not prevented the new $2 billion NSA spy center opening up that we just visited today. How dare us? 25, federal prisons will continue to operate normally with all their people that didn't pay money to the government for dealing drugs. If you paid the money, you'd be a CIA commander. 26, Amtrak trains will continue to run. 27, the Patent and Trademark Office will continue to be open. 28, the Consumer Product Safety Commission will continue to issue product recalls in the products create an immediate threat to the safety of human life, like the GMOs and the aspartame. Oh, I'm sorry, that'll all stay in. 29, the National Weather Service and Hurricane Center will continue to track weather patterns. Yeah, the satellites are still up there. 30, if the federal government needs to respond to a natural disaster, the shutdown will not affect that. Yeah, that's come out now with the new hurricane. NASA will continue to support the Mars rover and two American astronauts up on the International Space Station. 32, all city employees of D.C. government have been deemed essential and will continue to suck off the public. 33, even though the Obamacare exchanges are not working properly, people will still be able to access them and be threatened with prison time if they don't pay $5,000. The IRS will continue to collect taxes and pay it to the private Federal Reserve. Barack Obama, 35, will continue to get paid the full duration of the shutdown and have red carpets and chefs everywhere and Osprey's flying his dog and everything else. The U.S. Al-Qaeda will still get hundreds of millions a month to attack Syria and blow up all the churches. 36, and chop the priest heads off and rape the nuns and chop children up and scream, we love you, Bin Laden. Oh, that's so great. The U.S. Congress will continue to get paid for the duration of the shutdown. You want to just keep going? Actually, there's too many of these. I better stop. I'm going to stop right there, ladies and gentlemen, and go to your phone calls. Go to your phone calls. Oh, I'm sorry. Obama sounds alarm about Social Security checks. Even though you're actually going to be getting them, he's trying to fearmonger now that you won't get your checks. Business Insider's reporting right now. That's the top link up on DrudgeReport.com. We're going to get it posted up on Infowars.com as well and PrisonPlanet.com. Obama just played his big Trump card on the debt ceiling. Reason they want you domesticated. They've been getting your money. Doesn't matter that you only get about half of what you would have got with a guaranteed 3% investment. They've got your money. Of course, they already stole it all. They're just giving you fiat currency. It doesn't matter. Early today, the Potomac Research Group analyst Craig Valerie predicted that if the debt ceiling deadline grew closer, President Barack Obama would play his Trump card in the debate. He would remind seniors that if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling, seniors wouldn't get their Social Security checks. GOP strategist Karl Rove surely knows that it's just a matter of time before President Obama throws a game changer, warning seniors that their Social Security checks won't be mailed because of John Boehner. Valerie wrote, a few hours later, Obama did just that during a speech at M. Lewis Construction Company. He said, if a government shutdown, Social Security checks will still go out on time. An economic shutdown, if we don't raise the debt ceiling, they won't go out on time, Obama said. In a government shutdown, disability benefits still arrive on time. An economic shutdown, they won't. He went on to basically say, we have to fund our obligations or it'll collapse, holding us hostage, ladies and gentlemen, to the New World Order. That's what it's all about. Knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a bone. The New World Order's turned us all into domesticated slaves. So take your vaccines and remember they love you. Frank in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, extremist.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing? I hope you're having a good day today.
Oh, I kind of blew up earlier and shot my voice out, but I'm all right.
Yeah, I saw that. Hey, I just want to say something about this whole World War II vet thing. I'm so angered about it. I can barely see straight.
Oh, take another shit. Take some pills. The government loves
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they'd love that. I just have a couple of comments about it. I'd like to see what you think about it. There's been a lot of coverage on these vets coming, making their pilgrimage Some of them, it's the only time they can make it to see it. And, you know, it breaks my heart, you know, to see these men that fought, watch their buddies die in combat. And
now they've got extra duty police and overtime to not let them go on the memorial?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Back in 1992, I used to watch Alexander Haig's Business News Hour almost every day when I had a chance on cable. Explained how the NSA was going to watch everybody, everything would go through these data clouds, how there'd be blimps and drones that were solar powered, that were ultra light, launched, that would watch everything we did and track everybody. And he had a company that actually sold the plans for it to DARPA. Here it is on Infowars.com. Meet the drone that can fly for years. And it's an ultralight aircraft with solar wings and tail, with loving surveillance pod, of course, that can fly for years watching you, the slaves. And it's so lightweight, when it crashes, it won't even hurt anybody unless it was to actually crash into a person. If it crashed into your house, it would just crumple up. So, and they've got your money, unlimited, and contracts they give themselves, so they're just going to launch tens of thousands of these. But don't try to videotape that, or you're a terrorist. And don't point out they run Al-Qaeda publicly, or you're a terrorist. And don't point out that they're New World Order, or you're a terrorist. Frank in Michigan, then we'll go to Alan and others. What was your point, sir?
Well, my thought is this. Where are our senators and our congressmen? They're all watching this, too. Why can't they come down there to that memorial and take a stand and say, you know, this is ridiculous. Let these men come through. And let's see what the Obama police do to them. I mean, you know, they're for us. They're for the American people. Prove it. Show me what you got. Show me how you're going to represent me by defending these Americans that fought for our country and you know, have come all this way to look at this memorial.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think George Washington was the greatest generation. And, of course, both my grandfathers were in World War II and were great guys. And compared to us, they were a great generation, a greatest generation. But I think part of this greatest generation thing is what made everybody think, well, the government can do no wrong. Let's all go to sleep. We're the good guys. And so evil totally took over. But the archetypal image of the vets being turned away from memorials the feds don't even run, when they're out there grandstanding, shows what tyrants the system is. And they didn't even see this as a PR disaster. That's how ham-fisted the authoritarians are. But yes, I get very upset when I see founding fathers like George Washington demonized by the Department of Defense in official manuals. So of course they don't like the World War II veterans. And of course it's only World War II veterans that'll push past cops. I mean, they had a lot of cases, one in Tennessee, but some other famous cases when vets came back during the end of World War II, and they'd come back and Boss Hogs had taken over their towns. Well, there's the Battle of Athens, Tennessee. You can pull that up. They made a movie out of it. It's a true story, where the Boss Hogs wouldn't let them have the election and were enslaving everybody with taxes. So they just went and had a gun battle with them and ran them out. And the county tried to call the police on them and tried to call the feds on them and tried to call the governor on them, and nobody stood with them because everybody knew it was a corrupt town. Well, I mean, you got to say, I know my grandfather on my dad's side helped push a bunch of Boss Hog types out that were overtaxing people when he came back from World War II, and he got elected county tax assessor and stuff and cut the taxes way down. And I still run into people out in that county in East Texas who come up and thank me for my family cutting property taxes down to nothing. Because that was the view. If you're a poor person, you know what? We're just not. There's no property taxes. How's that sound? I mean, that's what because the property taxes are unconstitutional, folks. Only people that got taxed when my grandfather got elected a county tax assessor and died county tax assessor in Freestone County. When he died county tax assessor, people came from all over the place. Shots fired, U.S. Capitol. Oh, they're pulling a big distraction on us. We're going to go to break. I just canceled our guest. It's coming up so I can get to everybody's calls. Frank, I appreciate you. We're going to get to everybody else and cover these shots when we come back. But look for him to stage a bunch of stuff. But Chenick, who's really got his ear to the ground, he says the Navy Yard was a staged event, and he has sources. So look for more of that to happen very, very soon to change the subject, because everything the globalists do is falling apart right now. But I was getting into county tax assessing. His view was you tax the big corporations that come into town because they're getting the infrastructure anyways, and they want to help the community, and then you don't tax poor people. You don't predatorily use property taxes to take poor people's land. And, of course, that's the old-fashioned model. He was elected on a whole wave of Eisenhower Republicans. They were mainly World War II vets. But we need the same type of revolution in this country now, where people just start not doing what the globalists want. That's what we need. Every generation has to deal with this type of stuff. We're going to come back and take more phone calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, shots fired near the Capitol. The Capitol's on lockdown. They're supposedly chasing some suspect. This is the second highest crime rate in the country is D.C. with the total gun ban for slaves. And so just more grandstanding by the permanent state. Again, I've been to third world countries that are nothing like D.C. You were treated like absolute trash. So are families with children by the goons. And I shouldn't say goons, the Capitol SWAT team are listeners, but they actually respond to stuff. I'm talking about the general security guards and police. But there they are running around with their guns right there, the guys that were told to stand down a few weeks ago at the Navy Yard event. Let's go to some of that audio.
Members coming down the steps after a boat didn't have anything on him, but they really, you know, took that very seriously. They tackled him toward the top from the steps. They were very concerned about that. And in July of 1998, there was a shooting here where they killed two Capitol Police officers. Jacob Chestnut was one of them, and an officer who was on Tom DeLay's detail at the time. He came in through a door and shot people immediately, and to that point, those were the only two people ever killed defending the U.S. Capitol. That was in July of 1998.
All right. Chad Pergrim giving us the latest details there. Now it's just breaking news coming into Fox that there may have, in fact, been those shots fired inside the Capitol building, as was originally reported, then quickly changed to outside. Let's get right to our Catherine Herridge, who may have the very latest on that. Catherine, what can you tell us?
Yeah, thank you very much, Gretchen. A short time ago, I was not able to get through immediately to someone at Homeland Security because of the government shutdown. About 1 in 10 of the employees over at Homeland Security are out this week.
By the way, that's pure bull.
I did reach the operations.
They never answer the phone.
Hub where they monitor incoming threats.
How many times have we tried to call that number on air?
So
probably 20.
And what
they never answer.
That they have.
Or once they did, and it was like rerouted to 911
outside the Capitol building, and they were getting calls in, and they were investigating. What typically happens in this situation...
That's enough.
That the
you know, the last 4 or 5 times this happened, it was backfires in the parking garage. Guys, search Capitol evacuated for backfires. In the parking garage, if there's a backfire in front, land of the free, home of the brave, everyone falls... In Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, you fall on your back like a turtle or a beetle, and you go, and then that supposedly is what a person does. Just everyone grovels and says, Black Ski Mask, save me, if there's any type of problem. But when there's a real shooting, then the SWAT team's ordered to stand down. And the word is from Pachinik, he's coming on tomorrow, is that he actually has the sources that that was a staged event. So we're going to be breaking that down. And the ATF says they're not allowed to go in there. But, of course, this is just a government that's been caught hundreds of times, engaged in thousands of different operations that have killed U.S. troops, foster kids, poor people in the Appalachians, poor blacks in Alabama. Tuskegee experiment, everybody knows about that, so I mentioned that one. There are thousands of those ongoing where they just kill people. It's like, oh, the government secretly kills people and gets caught and doesn't get in trouble, but everything's fine. Take these shots. They really want you to take them. I mean, that's not even 2 + 2 = 4. Of course, a Common Core listener would actually say to me, well, it actually equals 5. By the way, I have a crew member who has family that lives in New York who are big Obama supporters, big liberals. They're finally awake because my crew member's niece going to public school is being taught 2 + 2 = 5, is being told to do math questions that are multiple choice. That answer questions about the family, where you write like essays, where they have properly asked questions where if you don't do your homework or if you don't do the dishes, does your mom yell at you, spank you, hurt you? And of course, even the Obama supporters understand this is ways with their name on it to get intel on the family with third graders. Of course, on record, they're doing it. But imagine, even the Obama supporters love their kids enough that when the third grader, I guess that's 7, 8 years old, comes home and is taught 2 + 2 = 5 or whatever, it's stuff like that, that it is flipping them out. Because not only is it 2 + 2 = 5, that's first grade stuff or kindergarten stuff. They're now retrograding back to kindergarten work for A students. It's meant to wreck everything. Intelligence is the enemy of this military takeover. But it works against them. It's like they had like 9 different NSA cops out there with the cameras for 20 minutes, Gucciari said, and they couldn't figure out how to erase it. They were unable to put it in and flip through the camera and hit erase, erase, erase. Of course, they don't even know we can extract it off there anyways. I mean, I thought cops knew stuff like this. So it's just, and it's not like it's something secret anyways. It's a parking lot outside the gate entrance. Just, I mean, we don't even want the stupid footage. That's why I was telling Gucciardi, well, let them erase it if they're going to take it away. But it didn't matter. They just did it anyways. And, of course, we had a live feed. They didn't seem to understand that. Because he's on the tape going, live feed. And there I goes, huh, what's that? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean here. It's just ridiculous. And why are these cops who normally aren't at Mount Vernon or aren't at the World War II Memorial, they're ordered in overtime, federal police, to go guard it and not let people into it as a stunt. That's now come out. As a stunt. Why are the cops not getting with their union and refusing to do this? We want you to go out to Mount Vernon and not let people in. And the cops are like, okay, instead of, well, that's a private group run by a private company that's a profit maker, and they have tourists coming in there by the thousands. We don't, that's not even federally controlled now. They just go, okay. Let me do that. Just a nation of, I'll do that. I'll do what I'm told. It's like Austin cops. Almost every Austin cop I run into is actually pretty nice, a listener. I mean, they're not perfect, but compared to a lot of cities, I got to admit, we have pretty good cops in Austin on average. As the city gets bigger, there's more problems. There are going to be statistically more bad things that happen. And they just fired a cop that for no reason shot at some guy at a traffic stop. So, I mean, they're doing the right thing at a lot of levels. But still, my people are out there. Then I'm going to your calls. I don't know, 5 months ago, handing out free InfoWars magazines. They're handing them out. And the cops come over and say, you're not allowed to hand those out in Austin. We said, First Amendment, there's no law. And they said, we've just been told, we're sorry. And then I get the cops on the phone via cell phone with my street team. And I say, listen, I'm going to sue you if you keep this up. You know there's no law. He goes, man, I've just been told to do this. And I said, you better get your superior. Because I said, I don't want to sue you, but let me tell you, I got 10,000 magazines and a group paid to hand these out, and I'm going to make a big deal of this. I'm coming back from the Texas coast right now. I'm getting in my car. I'm not supposed to come back till tomorrow. I'm coming down there right now. And I said, I'm not threatening you. I'm going to sue you. Don't violate my First Amendment. And he goes, oh, I know, Alex. I know. Then they go, and then they send the code enforcers. I get them on the phone as I'm driving back. And I go, I'm going to sue you. And the guy's like, listen, I'm a listener. I don't like this. And I've been told by the city to do it. I said, you better tell them no, I'm going to sue you. And then by the time I got there, they backed off. But, I mean, why do you follow illegal orders? Do you think I wanted to come home a day early and pull my kids out of the hotel swimming pool and get in my car and point it up here on a little two-day vacation I had? You think I wanted to have to go down there and bullhorn South by Southwest that it turned out a bunch of out-of-control local mafia had ordered us shut down and no free speech in Austin, literally claiming they own the whole city? They even tried to send police, we learned, to private bars that have their own live music, saying no live music's allowed unless they run it. Literally, boss hog behavior. Why were you following the orders of those dirtbags, a bunch of beatnik mafia who make, you know, $20 million a year off the thing with a bunch of yuppies thinking they're going to be famous, giant scam? I mean, what is wrong with you? All right, I'm ranting and I apologize. I just go all over the map, don't I? I'm supposed to do final voiceovers for Obama Deception 2 today. My voice is blown from screaming earlier. I just cannot do it anymore. People say, why do I have a deep voice? It's not a deep voice. It's a fried voice is what it is. Autobots transform and roll out. Let's go ahead and talk to Alan in Delaware. Thanks for holding her on the air, Alan.
Hey, Alex, man. So good to talk to you again. You know something? We've got to change the way we talk in this country. The problem that we have right now is people are calling them Republicans and Democrats and politicians. They're plotticians. Plotting. They're Nazis, Alex.
They are parasite scum run by foreign banks, given orders to totally shut everything down.
We are in the most diabolical Bugs Bunny cartoon, and Elmer Fudd is running around with guns trying to set up these false flags. And let me tell you something, people. I'm not doing the Everyman show on Blog Talk Radio because I'm a moron. I'm doing it because I've got to put out the word. Alex, you've inspired me in ways I can't tell you. Do you know I quit eating aspartame just 6 weeks ago? I've lost 27 pounds at 56 years old. I'm jumping through hoops and over the moon, off the corn fructose. I'm eating vitamins. I'm trying to get the best I can. I'm out of money.
That's terrorism. Terrorism. Take. That's racist. Take fluoride. drink fluoride, eat GMO, go to McDonald's, or you're racist.
All right, here I am out here in the middle of my field here in Delaware.
Racist.
I got my house from the bank. Look at here. Look, listen.
No, no, Michael Moore said being white living in the countryside is racist. Racist.
Look,
racist.
Look,
racist.
Listen, I got this corn in my hand. It's on the stalk.
That's racist.
And I'm looking at the corn. There's no bugs on the corn. There's no bugs flying around the corn. I've got three bugs, Alex. One of them is a black bee with a horsefly body.
That's an Alcatta operative.
You know, it's got the gold, you know, the gold, like, what do you call it, the thing around his neck, the nape, and he's got two big eyes and horsefly. I had another one with spiders with eyes on his antennas crawling up my house. Now, I'm telling you people that Delaware, whether you believe it or not, this is Biden territory, okay? Bo Biden.
Oh, I know. I know they're doing all sorts of mutations of everything right now. No, that's you're right. A lot of the birds and stuff are dying. Most of the bees are dying. It's okay, though. It's okay. Just eat the GMO, brother. Drink. The glyphosate will help you.
Do you believe Bo Biden was sick a month ago?
I believe Bo Biden loves us.
I believe that Bo Biden went down to Texas to say goodbye to George Bush Sr. I believe they moved to Paraguay on 100,000 acres on the biggest aquifer.
I agree, but it's for the children.
Into the Southern Hemisphere.
You're racist.
I got five bottles. Listen, I got five bottles of your nascent coming. I'm waiting on it right now. It should have been delivered here by now. And when I heard Dick Cheney 10 years ago, or even just how long was it? I think it was back in 08. But right after
hey, what do you mean should have been delivered? We've only been selling it since last Thursday.
Well, I got what I could. I got a yard sale going. I'm buying as much as I can with all the money that I have right now.
Well, listen, brother, you sound fired up. I'm going to jump to other folks, but God bless you. Yeah, no, there are all sorts of mutations in plants and animals happening. Because you've got all this GMO crops that have animal genes, insect genes in them. It's all sorts of weird mutations are happening. The government did it to help you, though. They did it because they love you and Al Gore cares about you. Speaking of Nation Iodine, we sold out of it, but they hadn't delivered it all to us, so I'd forgotten when I said we were sold out that 2,300 bottles or something showed up yesterday. So we actually have some more now. We've shipped out almost all the orders that came in, and then we're going to have more coming in next week, but I have a small shipping crew, so we're trying to get it all out to you. It is the amazing atomic Nation Iodine with all the Fukushima news. But they had more AP Reuters news about leaking reactors today. This is what I did for my family to protect my thyroid because all the scientists and medical doctors, people I talked to, said what blows away all the other iodine is the nascent, is the atomic iodine. InfoWarsLife.com, we've got it. I'm glad you brought that up. You can see a video up there at InfoWarsLife.com that links to the subpage of InfoWarsStore.com where we cover it all. Our folks can call toll-free 888-253-3139. And your purchase supports the broadcast, so thank you, caller. Nell in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I love you, Alex. Let me turn off my computer so you can hear me. I'm a subscriber. I have fallen in love with InfoWars and GCN, Prison Planet. I can't get enough of it. I just watched the broadcast that you did with Anthony Gucciardi live at the NSA Utah parking lot confrontation.
Yes, ma'am.
I got to tell you, it gave me an adrenaline rush. It got me so hyped up and so mad, I feel like opening up a can of whoop-ass.
That sounds extremist.
It probably is.
So you like George Washington, you like freedom, you like private property, you don't like the NSA spying on you illegally? That's extreme.
I know it is, and I'm proud of it. Listen, I have been paying federal taxes since I was 14 years old. In Texas, you could work when you were 14. 47 and a half years I've been paying, and because I was so ignorant, I didn't know that I was helping develop a corrupt government. I've learned now.
Well, we've certainly grown the biggest, most demonic, sickening creature ever seen.
Absolutely. I didn't know that my rights were being violated and stepped on. I got to tell you, I hand it to my brother who lives in Texas. For a year, over a year, he handed me, you got to listen, you got to listen, you got to listen, coast to coast, go to coast to coast. That's where I heard you, Alex, the first time I heard you on coast to coast. I thought, who in the world is this guy? So I started checking you out. And there were some rants I listened to. I thought, he needs to be on medication. But the more I listened to you, you became like family to me. And you tolerate a lot to get the message.
Well, you tolerate a lot of me, man. I am crazed, and I get very upset about this stuff. So I do act like a fool sometimes, but it doesn't matter. I'm not the one secretly spying on everybody or putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. And we should get crazy angry over what they're doing to us.
I have paid my dues. I have passed the point of menopause now. I am standing up now. I am ready to get loud, get mad. Instead of hiding behind my computer trying to be invisible to the NSA and everybody else, I've decided to get radical. I opened a Twitter account. I opened a Facebook account. It says, "We love Alex." That's who I am on Facebook. I am going to post and I am going to tweet until my fingertips are raw.
That's exciting. Absolutely. The war is on the web, and then it manifests physically. God bless you, ma'am. Good to hear from you. I'm going to try to jam in Joshua, Jeff, Kat, Corey, and others. And actually, Corey's after Joshua. Then we'll go to Kat and then Jeff on the other side of this quick break. But I'm usually pretty crazy and exhausted by the third hour, but then I hit my second win later with InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. But let me tell you, we are certainly making history together by boldly standing in the face of the tyrants and telling them that we see them. And we've come here to do two things, chew gum and kick New World Order bootay, and we're all out of bubble gum. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
They don't want to see us tonight. All they want us to do
TheEdgeReport.com, you can see the photo of the SWAT team cop with the M16 or M4 laying prone guarding the Capitol. And it says, report officer down and continuing orders, stay away from windows, lockdown, police shooter in custody, developing. So that's the news and the info that we've got right there. We'll also get that up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but that is the latest on that. They make a huge deal out of any type of shooting. I hope it doesn't turn out to be something big, but I tell you, this is the season for a distraction to change the subject away from Obama, because everything he's doing is imploding right now. Very, very suspicious. And we know they've staged other things in the past. They can be staging anything. Okay, let's go back to the calls. Joshua in California.
Alex, I'm so freaked out right now. You were talking about the nukes moving. I've known for a couple of years now that the target was San Francisco, and I didn't know exactly what the details were, but I knew that there was something connected to the movie Star Trek. Remember how this kind of goes back to like the shooting with the Sandy Hook thing, being in the Batman? The same thing going on right here, and it's the newer one. Notice how the bombing is this, it's an archive, you know, supposedly in London, right? But it's not really London, it's actually San Francisco. And like, if you watch the trailer, you can kind of see the little hints that they're giving here. And if you remember, the archive wasn't really an archive, it was secretly a government, like, sort of like a database thing. And the big deal about that being the Bay Area is that's where like all the YouTube and the Facebook and stuff like that is, which you even talk about how that's the archives.
I think it looked like they were preparing people for a terror attack on San Francisco in the new Star Trek movie, but Batman specifically, because in the original 60s or 70s Batman, we played the clip, they talk about Skull and Bones, the Illuminati, and that's really where Batman comes from. That's actually in the old original, you know, TV show Batman that was so corny. And then I noticed in the other ones, they were clearly putting programming, and they clearly said Sandy Hook, this is where the Joker's supposed to attack. And then the new one, they put stuff like that, and it's about the Illuminati staging events to cause a revolution. So I know for a fact they're putting programming in for their own people, and almost like psychopaths always leave cards or mail letters to the police taunting them. That particular franchise does that. I don't know if all the franchises are doing it. I know there's predictive programming in the original Star Trek with the whole UN world government, the UN symbol of the Federation, that whole idea. And, of course, the original author was a Bradbury of Star Trek. Roddenberry admitted all of that. So that's not debatable. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Corey in North Dakota. Corey, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. You got me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I just want to say thank you to you and your fieldmen for getting out there and putting the big targets on your back, just like a lot of us veterans have after coming home and listening to the NSA and what our government has to say about us. And also, with the information that you guys are going out and gathering, it's weird. Senior leadership in the Guard, I'm talking officers, senior NCOs, we are talking to our younger troops. We're getting them off the video games as much as we can. Those guys are going out. They're coming back to the next drill. They're giving us information and feedback with what we've told them to look up and research. Your movies look up the stuff for themselves about how the globalists are working, the trilateral group, everything you talk about. I just want to say thanks again. And another thing, like the military is waking up. I'm on the shooting team here in our state, and I was made it to the regional shoot, and I was talking to some guys. I mentioned your names down, and we're down in the pits shooting, pulling, dropping targets, and all the heads turned, and everybody was nodding up and down. And then I made it on to the national shoot at the Winston P. Wilson, and we were talking. And pretty soon everybody was...
Tell you what, I want to hear this. We're going into overdrive. Don't hang up, Corey. This is exciting. The military's waking up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.